Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn, please, to 1 Peter, the first chapter, 1 Peter 1. We've been on the subject of, anybody know? God's incorruptible word seed. This is one of the greatest revelations in the Word of God. Not my thought, Jesus' words. He said, if you don't understand the parable of the seed and sower, how will you understand these other things? So this is foundational to understanding how God works and how the kingdom works. In 1 Peter 1 and 23, he said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Just stay at verse 23. We've been born again by a seed. You could also say we've been born again by a word. By a word. Now he goes on in verse 24 talking about flesh, and he's drawing a contrast. You have a body today because of a seed. Your and my body came from a human seed. That seed is a corruptible seed, which means, corruptible means it perishes. It reaches its full bloom and blossom, and then it fades. So it decays and it dies. But your inner man has been born again, born of an imperishable, eternal seed. Hallelujah. Which means though the outward man decay, the inward man is renewed. Amen. Day by day will never age nor die. Now it'll help you when you realize I'm going to be around forever. It'll help you to relax. You don't have to see everything or do everything today and tomorrow. Now, you're not going to be on the earth forever. Thank God. You don't want to be down here forever. You do want to be down here as long as you should be. Amen. You don't want to be robbed of your life, because even a full lifespan is just a blip on the radar. It's here, it's gone. But you and I are down here for a reason. We're supposed to accomplish certain things and then leave at the right time in the right way. A lot of people are leaving early. A lot of people are leaving early. But your spirit will never die. In 1 Corinthians, the third chapter, 1 Corinthians 3 and 8, he said, he that plants, well, back up to verse 7. Let's see, maybe I jumped ahead a little bit. Verse 6. He said, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Now, what did he plant? He planted words. He preached to them. He taught them. And these words were seeds. They had never heard them before, so they weren't in them. So this first hearing that they received was a planting. Well, Apollos, we know, was a teacher. So he came and taught on some of the same subjects that Paul had preached on, but since they had heard it before, it wasn't initial planting, but it was watering. And the watering is just as important as the planting. I've planted, Apollos watered. God gave the increase. Verse 7, neither is he that plants anything nor he that waters, but God that gives the increase. Now he that plants and he that waters are one. Actually, other translations, instead of saying that, it says they are equal, revealing that watering is just as vital and important as planting. Now this, you know, if you've been here for a few weeks, you've heard me say some of the same things repeatedly, but it's necessary because mind renewal needs to take place. Knowledge isn't faith. Say that out loud. Knowledge isn't faith. Knowledge is of the head. Faith is of the heart. Knowing something is not the same as having faith at all. And just because you heard something and now you know it and can remember it doesn't mean you have the results of the word in your life. But see, we grew up in a generation that emphasizes mental development and school. And you go and you read and you study and you remember and you take the test. And if you got the knowledge, then you got it. That's not the way it is with the things of God. In fact, 1 Corinthians says, knowledge puffs up. But love builds up. You can have a head full of stuff and have an empty, weak spirit. In fact, many people need to learn how to quieten their mind and listen to their spirit. Didn't the scripture say, lean not to your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. That's not your head. Your head's not your heart. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your understanding. Yeah, use it. But when it comes time to make a decision, don't just do it based on your head. Do it based on your heart. That's a completely different way of living than the world does. Amen. But it's the key to success. He that plants and he that waters are one. Every man will receive his own reward according to his own labor. Go with me to Luke, the 8th chapter. Jesus taught what we call the parable of the sower. You could call it the parable of the seed. These are titles men gave it. But Jesus taught this, and it's recorded in Matthew 13, it's recorded in Mark 4, it's recorded in Luke 8, in detail. In fact, each writer has detail that the other writers don't have. You have to kind of put all three together to see the full thing. And we'll read Luke's account today. We've been going over this. Luke 8 and verse 3, I believe it is. Verse 4, excuse me. When much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, Jesus spoke by a parable. He said, a sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. Some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. Now here Jesus mentions four types of ground. And as we'll see, as in just a moment, he gives the understanding of this and explains it further. This represents people, four categories of people. Apparently all humanity fall into these four categories somewhere. And the seed, he said, is the word of God. And what is sobering and alarming is that 75% of the people who heard the word of God got no results at all from hearing it. Now, Jesus wouldn't teach something that was misrepresentative or wrong, so this must be the way it is. And understanding this would answer a lot of questions as to why a whole lot of people, 75%, a whole lot of people hear a lot of word and get no results in their life. None. Like I said, sobering, even alarming. But who's it up to? What kind of ground you're going to be? I like this good ground. How about you? Like? Now, obviously, everybody's not good ground. They could be. But me and you. Oh, come on, that's weak. That's you and I. Us-ins. We-ins. We all. Come on, y'all. We can be good ground. Good ground. Ground that hears the word of God, and it doesn't just get stolen from us immediately. And we don't just stand for a while and quit and lose everything. We don't let a bunch of other stuff choke it out. We get it. We lay hold. Nothing shakes it out of us. Hallelujah. And it develops inside of us until it produces a change in us, in our heart and our mind, and then produces fruit in our bodies, in our finances, in our families. That's good ground. That's good ground. God's looking for good ground. So say it by faith, by the grace of God, I am and will be good ground. Good ground. Good ground. Well, if that's the case, then we need to know why the other ground wasn't good ground and see to it that we don't do that. And why the good ground was good ground and see to it that we do that. Keep reading. Verse 9, his disciples asked him, what might this parable be? He said, to you it's given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, hearing they might not understand. He said, the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Now, I know right now I'm about to go over this for maybe the fifth time already this morning, but it requires mind renewal. We must not listen to God's words like we listen to other words. We must treat them differently.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.